I'm joined now by Rand Chappell, the new head coach for Garden City Community College for the Busters, and getting ready for this 2012-2013 season. Coach Chappell, beginning a new era here at Garden City Community College. You're already underway. You've already been to a scrimmage game, and that was up at Goodland at Northwest Technical. And talking about the teams that you took on up there, you've been at practice now a little over 2 weeks. How does your team look at this point?
Well, I think it's a little bit both ways, as you expect from most teams this time of year. I think our guys have come out with a good work ethic, and we've been proud of them showing up every day and putting forth a lot of effort. And at times you see some things as a coach and you walk away and, boy, this team's got a lot of potential and we're going to be really good. And then other times when you have some breakdowns and those kind of things, you're glad that you got two or three more weeks till you have to put it out there for real. But the scrimmage games were good for us. We played Otero out of Colorado, who was a national tournament team a year ago, seventh in the nation. And we scrimmaged them the way the scrimmages work. You have to take the score down after each half and that kind of thing. And we actually beat them by a point in the opening half and tied the second half. So I guess you would call it really just a dead even game as far as that. We may have beaten them by a point. But, I thought I was proud of our team. I thought to compete with that kind of program and the kind of intensity they brought and experience they had returning from the national tournament team, that was a pretty good performance for us. And, we turned around against Northwest Tech. We rested 2 minutes before we took the court, and they'd been sitting there waiting on us for a couple of hours. And, I was a little not quite as pleased in that game. I thought they had a little higher energy level than us and beat us on the boards a little bit. But, overall, we got to look at a lot of people and, saw some good things. And, I guess on the plus, we shot the ball from three pretty well. At times, we guarded decently to well. And maybe a little bit on the negative side, we didn't rebound the ball as good as we maybe needed to. We actually got out-rebounded by a few rebounds in each scrimmage. And obviously, if you want to be a winning team, you got to you got to win the boards to be a consistent winner.
That you certainly do. And, of course, being a new head coach in here, you've obviously got a new system as well. Do you feel like the guys are really buying in to your new system?
Yeah, I think so. We haven't really faced any resistance. I think it's just a fact of becoming relaxed. Our point guard, Frank Aguilar, is going to be a really, really good player for us and one of our main guys. And, we've been pushing him pretty hard on how to handle certain situations and when to push the ball and when to get us organized and do things. And like I told him, the goal is to do a lot of correcting right now and get him playing and comfortable in the way we want to play. And then when game time comes around, hopefully he's relaxed and he's comfortable with things and can really go. So, I think there's growing pains and with people getting comfortable. And, defensively, we would like to be a very solid man-to-man defensive team. And that means that you're not really gambling all the time and running yourself out of plays and some of those things. So there's different adjustments guys have to make. And, again, I think at times we seem like we're getting there. And then a few times there's guys reverting back. And I don't know if it has as much to do with a new coach as in the junior college ranks, almost everybody's new. Guys are coming in from everywhere and putting them together, and there's not a lot of guys that were here last year that played, so it's not as much that difference with those guys as it is just guys coming in from the outside.
We've mentioned so much that you don't have any points returning from last year, but you've made the comment about that you feel like you got some guys that can certainly shoot the ball, and you will. I want to follow up with your defensive comment, and, of course, defense is all about attitude. Do you really feel like that you got a feel, not only in practice but off the scrimmage, that you guys got guys that really can play a solid defensive game?
Well, I think we're building towards it. I think a lot of defense is attitude, and I try to instill that attitude with our team and on a day-to-day basis that we're going to be a good defensive team, and it's important. And I think really what we saw on scrimmage day was exactly what we've seen in practice, and that is we are very capable of playing some good defense, but you have to sustain it for 40 minutes, or in a scrimmage situation it may be for 5 hours if you're playing at different times, which is a little more of a challenge. And, I think right now, like I told our team, a lot of times in the first hour of practice, the defense looks really good, but by the time we get down to the end of the second hour, it's starting to fade away on us. And, I think there's some correlation to the games. I think right now we'd be ready to go out and defend well, but can we sustain it for 40 minutes? That's something we're going to have to keep working on. And it's about discipline and conditioning and mental toughness. And I think we will gain that as we go through the workouts.
What do you have coming up immediately for another scrimmage?
We're headed to Kansas City this weekend. Going to be at Johnson County Community College, and there's going to be in the neighborhood of 20 teams up there. Most of all the Jayhawk teams, I think all but one or two are going to be there, so it'll be a good chance for us to kind of look over at the next court and see what some people look like and see how we measure up. I think we're playing Neosho in the opening game, Brown, Mackey, Salina in the second game, and Coffeyville in the third game. So three obviously good opponents. And it'll be another chance to see who's going to step forward individually and play big roles on our team, and a chance for our team to grow as a unit.
Coach, good luck this weekend. Thanks for the comment.
All right, thanks for coming by, Jerry.